I'd like for you to turn in your Bibles to Mark chapter 5. If God has been good to you, say amen. God is good all the time. In Mark chapter 5, I want to share a message the Lord placed upon my heart on the way here. And I want to speak with you a message entitled, Why Trouble the Master? Why Trouble the Master?
¿Por qué poner el problema al maestro?
Why trouble the master? I want us to read the story of Jairus.
Jairus.
And so let's open in prayer and then we'll begin. Lord, in Jesus' name we ask for the anointing of the Holy Spirit. I pray, Lord, that you would help me to relay and to bring across your very heart today. Lord, you know who needs to hear this word. Lord, we're not here in vain. And so I pray that you would open the hearts and the minds of the hearers to hear what you have to say. Remove distractions in our minds and help us to hear clearly what you have to say. We thank you for all that you're going to do. We thank you for the anointing in Jesus' name. And everyone said, amen and amen. In Mark chapter 5, we're going to begin reading in verse 21.
In Marcos 5, in el versículo 21.
And it says, And when Jesus was passed over again by ship unto the other side, much people were gathered unto him, and he was near the sea.
Después de que Jesús regresó en la barca al otro lado del lago, se reunió alrededor de él una gran multitud, por lo que él se quedó en la orilla.
And behold, there comes one of the rulers of the synagogue, Jairus by name. And when he saw him, he fell at his feet.
Y llegó entonces uno de los jefes de la sinagoga, llamado Jairo. Al ver a Jesús, se arrojó a sus pies, suplicándole con insistencia.
And besought him greatly, saying, My little daughter lies at the point of death. I pray you come and lay your hands on her that she may be healed and she shall live.
Mi hijita se está muriendo. Ven y pon tus manos sobre ella para que se sane y viva.
And Jesus went with him, and much people followed him and thronged him.
Jesús se fue con él. Y lo seguía una gran multitud, la cual lo apretujaba.
Then skip over to verse 35.
Vamos a brincar al verso
35. And it says, While he yet spoke, there came from the ruler of the synagogue's house certain which said, Your daughter is dead. Why trouble the master any further?
Todavía estaba hablando Jesús cuando llegaron unos hombres de la casa de Jairo, jefe de la sinagoga, para decirle, Tu hija ha muerto. ¿Para qué sigues molestando al maestro?
As soon as Jesus heard the word that was spoken, he said unto the ruler of the synagogue, Be not afraid, only believe.
Sin hacer caso de las noticias, Jesús le dijo al jefe de la sinagoga, No tema, no tengas miedo, cree nada más.
Why trouble the master? This story here of Jairus and his daughter.
Esta historia que está hablando aquí.
Of Jairus and his daughter.
De Jairo y su hija.
Is a story of a man in desperation.
Es una historia de un hombre desesperado.
He doesn't know what to do.
Él no sabe qué hacer.
He's heard word that there is a healer, though. And his name is Jesus. And so when Jesus and his disciples come off the boat, the scripture says that there is a multitude of people there to welcome him. And so when Jesus came off the boat, out of this huge crowd of people, a man comes and falls at his feet. If you would put yourself in Jairus' place,
si te pones tú en lugar de Jairo,
you would have been just like he was.
Ustedes fueron actuado igualmente que él.
He was in a place of desperation.
Estaba en un lugar de desesperación.
He needed an answer.
Necesitaba una respuesta.
It seems like everything has gone wrong.
Parecía que todo estaba saliendo mal.
And his daughter is about to die.
Y su hija estaba moribunda, a punto de morir.
He loves his daughter.
Él ama a su hija.
I'm sure he had a lot of hopes and dreams for her.
Esperamos que él tenía muchos planes para su hija.
That she would become who knows what in the Lord.
Que a lo mejor ella iba a hacer algo por el Señor.
When you look at young people, we look at the young people in our church.
Cuando miramos a nuestros jóvenes,
every one of them has a lot of potential. And so this man had many expectations for his daughter. I'm sure prior to this, she probably had him wrapped around her finger. She had her way with her dad.
Lo consentía mucho.
The scripture doesn't say it.
Las escrituras no lo dicen esto.
But you can kind of read into the scripture that there was a close relationship between the father and the daughter.
Pero se puede mirar que había una gran relación entre padre e hija.
She's sick.
Estaba enferma.
She's about to die.
Está a punto de morir.
But he hears that there's a healer named Jesus.
Y escucha que hay un sanador, que su nombre es Jesús.
For him to come and throw himself at Jesus' feet
para él tirarse a los pies de Jesucristo
was something that was very humbling for him.
Era algo muy humilde para él.
Because this is a ruler of a synagogue.
Porque este hombre era un maestro en la sinagoga.
He's a leader.
Era un líder.
He has people that show him respect.
Tiene gente que le enseña, que le da respeto.
But he is in such need,
pero está en una gran necesidad,
that he has thrown himself at the feet of Jesus.
Él se tiró a los pies de Jesucristo.
And there, at Jesus' feet, he is weeping.
Y ahí, en los pies de Cristo, él está llorando.
He's desperate for an answer. That the scripture says he besought him greatly, that he sought him with all of his heart, he called out to him with all of his might. There was an intensity here, and that's what happens when you're desperate. He wasn't going to let anyone stop him from falling at Jesus' feet. And he begins to tell Jesus, my little daughter is about to die. Can you come and lay your hands on her? If you lay your hands on her, she may be healed.
Si tú pones tus manos en ella, ella será curada.
And she shall live.
Y vivirá.
And so the scripture says Jesus went with him in verse 24.
Las escrituras dicen que Jesucristo fue con él.
And not only him, but a whole crowd of people followed.
Y no solo él fue, sino también mucha multitud.
We didn't read it earlier.
No lo leímos antes.
But in the midst of this group of people going to Jairus' house,
en medio de toda esta gente siguiendo a Jesucristo a la casa de Jairo,
all of a sudden a woman with an issue of blood.
Simultáneamente había una mujer con un problema de sangrado.
And the scripture says she reached out and touched the hem of his garment.
Y la escritura dice que ella estiró su mano y tentó su manto.
And she was healed of this sickness.
Y ella fue curada de esta enfermedad.
And what's amazing is there's all this crowd of people.
Y había mucha multitud de gente.
This woman said within her heart,
y esta mujer dijo en su corazón,
I'm desperate too.
Yo también estoy desesperada.
I have a need.
También necesito algo.
And nothing is going to stop me from getting my answer.
Nada me va a parar para agarrar mí.
And so she pushed people to the side and she pushed and made it all the way through to Jesus.
Y empezó a empujar a la gente para un lado para acercarse a Jesucristo.
For she said, if I just touch him, I'll be healed.
Porque dijo que si solamente lo tentaba, si iba a ser curada.
She touches his garment.
Tentó su vestido.
And is healed instantly.
Y la curó instantáneamente.
Can you imagine what Jairus is thinking here?
¿Se pueden imaginar lo que Jairo está pensando?
He's just as desperate as this woman who just got healed was. There she is testifying.
Ella está testificando.
I've just been healed.
Que ha sido curada.
And so, can you imagine Jairus has just seen a healing?
¿Y pueden imaginarse que Jairo acaba de mirar un curamiento, que está curando, que acaban de curar a alguien?
And so I'm almost sure that he was even more expecting a healing.
Y estaba seguro de que iba a mirar una sanidad, una sanación en su hija.
If Jesus can heal her,
si Jesucristo puede sanar a esta mujer,
he can heal my daughter. And so Jesus says to her, go in peace. But then as he's speaking, people from the ruler's synagogue, they come to them and they say, your daughter is dead.
Fueron a él y dijeron que su hija ya había muerto.
Why trouble the master any more?
¿Por qué molestar al maestro?
Why trouble the master?
¿Por qué molestar al maestro?
She's dead.
Ya está muerta.
It's an impossible situation.
Es una situación imposible.
And so why trouble the master?
¿Para qué molestar al maestro?
She's dead now. I mean, it's one thing that he's healed those that are sick in body. But is he able to move in an impossible situation like death? And so why trouble the master anymore? And so the scripture says that as soon as Jesus heard that word that was given to Jairus, he said, don't be afraid, only believe. And the Lord wants you to hear that this morning. The Lord knows what you are going through even presently. There's fear wanting to rise within your heart.
Hay terror en ustedes, en sus corazones.
But he's speaking today and he's saying, don't be afraid, only believe.
Pero él está hablando, está diciendo que nomás creamos.
Jesus is able to move in impossible situations.
Jesús, él puede moverse en cosas imposibles.
Sometimes we're tempted, no, I'm not going to trouble the Lord anymore.
Algunas veces somos tentados en decir, no, no quiero molestar al maestro.
What can God do in this?
¿Qué puede hacer Dios en esto?
But I'm here to tell you that you must keep on keeping on.
Aquí estoy para decirte que por, sigan pidiéndole.
The Lord wants to be troubled, if you will.
Jesucristo quiere ser molestado.
He wants you to talk to Him.
Él quiere que hables con él.
He wants you to run to Him.
Él quiere que corras a él.
He wants to show Himself strong on your behalf.
Él quiere demostrarte que es fuerte.
Don't be afraid, only believe.
No tengas miedo, solo cree.
And so the scripture says that he brought Peter, James, and John with him into that house. Peter, James, and John. And he brought them into the house alone. Before they went into the room,
y antes de que fueran al cuarto,
there was a lot of people making a big deal.
Había mucha gente haciendo un borlote.
Some of them were even hired to weep.
Algunos habían sido contratados para llorar.
There was a lot of commotion.
Había mucha convulsión.
And the scripture says that when he was going into the room, he told them, "Don't worry."
Y a los que fueron al cuarto les dijo, "No se preocupen."
Why are you weeping?
Porque llora.
She's not dead, but is sleeping.
Ella no está muerta, sino está dormida.
And the scripture says they laughed at him.
Y las escrituras dicen que ellos se rieron de él.
They thought, what are you saying?
Y pensaban, ¿qué estás diciendo?
I mean, we know she's dead.
Nosotros sabemos que está muerta.
That's why we're weeping the way we are.
Por eso estamos llorando, de la forma que estamos llorando.
So Jesus went into that room.
So Jesús fue adentro del cuarto
with Jairus and his wife,
con Jairo y su esposa,
and three of his disciples.
Y tres de sus discípulos.
Some have said he left those without faith outside the door.
Algunos dicen que él dejó a todos los que no tenían fe afuera del cuarto.
And the scripture says that Jesus took the damsel or took the little girl by the hand.
La escritura dice que Jesucristo tomó la mano de la niña.
And he said to her, "Little girl, I say to you, arise."
Que le dijo, pequeña niña, yo te digo que despiertes y levántate.
And the scripture says that she rose immediately.
La escritura dice que ella se levantó inmediatamente.
She began to walk.
Ella comenzó a caminar.
And this 12-year-old girl was healed.
Y esta niña de 12 años estaba sana.
And brought to life.
La trajeron a la vida.
When we consider this story,
cuando consideramos esta historia,
there is the temptation to stop troubling the master.
Hay una tentación en decir que no podemos molestar al maestro.
But what this story is helping us to understand is that we should never give up in prayer. It doesn't matter how impossible the situation looks. Our God is big. He's powerful. And he is able to move in that situation that seems impossible.
Y él puede moverse en esas situaciones imposibles.
And so I'm here to tell you, keep troubling the master.
Aquí estoy para decirte que sigamos molestando al maestro.
The scripture says to ask.
Las escrituras dicen que nosotros debemos preguntar.
And it will be given to you.
Y se te dará.
It says, seek and you will find.
Y se busca y encontrarás.
And it says, knock, and the door will be open to you.
Y dice, toca, y la puerta será abierta.
And someone brought this out the other day where it says, ask, seek, and knock. How that A for ask, S for seek, K for knock. If you put the first letters together, it says ask. I don't know how to say that in Spanish. Don't stop asking.
No paren de estar preguntando.
Don't stop knocking. Don't stop seeking Him.
No paren de buscarlo.
Because He's promised to give you an answer.
Que te ha prometido una, de darte una respuesta.
And so keep troubling the Master.
So sigue molestando al Maestro.
Don't be discouraged.
No, no te... desanimes.
Because the Lord is for you, He is not against you.
Porque el Señor está contigo, está en contra de ti.
And so I'm here to tell you, keep troubling the Master.
So, aquí estamos para decirte que sigamos molestando al Maestro.
The scripture tells of a story of an unjust judge.
La historia, la escritura dice de un juez que era injusto.
And this woman needs the intervention of this judge.
Y esta señora necesita la intervención de este juez.
And this woman keeps coming to this guy.
Y esta mujer sigue viniendo y viniendo.
Asking for help.
Preguntando por ayuda.
And this man initially doesn't want to help her.
Y este juez no le quería ayudar.
But the more that she kept coming,
pero entre más venía,
he changed his mind and said, I better help her.
So el juez cambió de opinión y dijo, mejor le voy a ayudar.
Because if I don't, she's going to keep on coming.
Porque si no le ayudo, va a seguir viniendo.
And so he intervened in that situation.
So él intervino en esa situación.
Jesus was telling that story to tell us,
Jesús estaba diciendo esta historia para decirnos,
don't stop praying.
Que no paren de orar.
Don't give up in this impossible situation.
Que no se desanimen en estas situaciones imposibles.
Don't be afraid.
No tengan miedo.
Only believe.
Solo cree.
And so if you're in that situation today,
si ustedes están en esta situación hoy,
the Lord wants to encourage you,
el Señor quiere darte ánimo,
that He is in control.
Que Él está en control.
Keep coming to Him.
Que sigue viniendo a Él.
Keep your hand in His.
Que mantengas tu mano en la de él.
And just keep walking with Him.
Y sigue caminando en él.
He's able to move in these situations.
Él puede caminar, en estas situaciones.
Is that the God you serve?
Ese es el Dios que sirves.
That's the God that I serve.
Ese es el Dios que nosotros servimos.
Amen. Let's stand. Amen.